This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's Byte.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
2, 3, 4. If you're looking for advice from a real girl, just a tip and you'll be on your way. With Meg and Batoon on Friday.
Welcome to Just a Tip, an advice podcast hosted by me, Megan Batoon, a real girl. I had to cut poop out of my cat's tail with scissors this morning, just so we're all on the same page. You guys sent in questions, and today I have a friend to help me help you, John Christ in the flesh.
What up? Can we talk about that intro?
What about the intro?
You said, I'm Megan Batoon, I'm a real girl. I don't think anyone is like following you like, she can't be real. Like,
you're looking at
Kim K would be like, I don't know if she, like, we're at the level where people are like, yeah, we assume she's real.
It's like when we're talking about stand-up, when you walk out, you have to be, like, on that same page of that person.
Yeah, because nothing's relatable like someone saying, guys, I'm relatable, right? Yeah.
But here's the thing.
I think you got that going for you.
My cat, Crumbs.
Yep.
For some reason.
I'm going to say, yep, like, I don't know, but I do know your cat.
You do know.
I've met Crumbs.
You have met Crumbs at a very young age.
Yeah.
You were young.
She's different now.
I think
now.
You were two.
Okay, let's not do this.
Crumbs always gets poop on his tail.
Yeah.
And I have to, like, physically wait until it dries so
yeah,
I don't
touch it. Yeah, you gotta wait
until it dries. And then I have to cut it with scissors, like, alongside the fleshy part of the tail.
Is there not a better way?
I mean, I don't know. I've never had cats before.
Well, you know how, like, when you have kids and, like, something goes
I don't
weird?
Know.
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, I don't either, but I'm saying, if you have kids, you look up, like, this surely is a thing for other moms, so you look up what to do.
I did look up what to do.
Like, if one of the baby's legs not working, you're like, this isn't, that's an extreme one, sorry.
What?
Or something else. Maybe let's say, like, I don't know how to change a diaper. You would look up, how do you do it?
Sure.
So surely that's a problem for other cat owners.
Yeah, and I think the answer was clean the litter box more and then take them to the vet because something might be wrong.
I like how they put that on you. So it's like, oh, it's my fault. Great. Okay. Like, it could be anything. No, it's for sure the owner's fault. Yeah.
It is. So, yeah. I mean, that's just something I have to live with now, and that's okay.
Well, you got two. Is the other one okay?
Yes. I changed her name to Lavalier.
You cannot do that.
I did.
No, you got. Well, a cat, I feel like maybe you can.
Here's the thing about humans and cats. I am also going.
Can that be a t-shirt? Here's the thing about humans and cats. I love both of them.
I feel like there's a lot of similarities and crossover. But I think that our parents gave us this name, and maybe you don't feel like a John. Maybe I don't feel like a Megan, but we have to live up to that until we can maybe change it
maybe
if we really
it.
Want to.
Yeah.
But a cat, I don't know. I rescued them, and then I was like, oh, after 2 months, I realized that that's not an asphalt. She's a Lavalier. Yeah.
Well, Crumbs feels bad now. Cause
no, Crumbs is...
Crumbs is still Crumbs.
Yeah.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
So that fits. Okay.
He's like a dumb... just fluff ball. And
then, but how does this change their relationship?
It doesn't.
Because Lavalier's like, I'm too good for this litter box and this cat food now. And Crumbs is like, I love it. And now he feels bad.
That is
he's gonna have
their relationship.
Your cat's going to have an emotional support cat.
Good.
When it gets older.
Good. I could use another one. No, two is already enough.
That's what they say. Yeah.
Who says that?
That's what they say. Other people say that.
John Christ is a comedian. We met at an audition, and we had to be...
Wow.
We had to play off of each other like we were old buds.
I feel like normally I do a podcast, they list some credits of mine. You just say, we're old buds?
No,
This isn't just helping to get views. We met at an audition. All the credits of everything, but you're like,
John,
yeah, we met at an audition.
I could butter you up for hours, but we don't have time for that.
We don't have time for that. I came in with the Jordans.
People know you're a comedian, you're funny, blah, blah, blah. That's your credit.
I'll take that. I'll be good with that.
But we also met at an audition.
We met at an audition. We almost got murdered.
What was it for?
It was for a Nickelodeon clip show.
Oh, yes.
Do you ever see, like, when you see a show you audition for and you see
yes.
the host, you see the show. Like I auditioned for Hacks of Life and it's on True TV and I got, and I, now I see the show on TV and every time I'm just like that.
Is but it a good show? Do you think, do you agree with the casting?
I'm also like, oh yeah, he should, you know, that makes sense. That makes way more sense. I was doing like a different character. I was like, yeah, no, they should have picked him.
I feel like we did a good job for not knowing each other. Well, I don't like to open up right away. And so like I walked in and I don't know if it's because we went there at the same time or if they already had us paired together or something like that.
Yeah, I don't know how it worked. I mean, it's weird that every time, every other time I've auditioned with another person, I've booked the gig. So I don't, I mean, I just, no, I just don't know. I mean, maybe I'll just put that on you, but it's okay though. I mean, you can't win them all, I guess.
I can't win any of them, to be honest.
Do you realize how much in this city, how much if other people are in charge of your life? So like maybe we wouldn't be doing a podcast. You wouldn't be doing all this stuff if we would have booked that.
Oh, yeah.
We'd be doing that.
True.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes. That's life.
And look at us now.
Look at us now.
On the air.
Not live. Yeah, heavily edited.
Oh, yeah. Heavily edited. Yeah. Change my voice, please. Thank you.
This is an advice show. Do you feel like you can give advice to people?
I got lots of advice. Yeah.
Do you really?
This is going to be solicited, though. So they're like, these people are signing up for the advice.
Yeah.
Normally, I just give it. And they're like, we don't. It's too much.
You know, we're fine with this.
Yeah.
Yeah. They write in and we give bad, good, or otherwise advice.
And how do we decide? Later?
They decide, I guess.
Okay, I took your advice and it was awful. Yeah,
let's begin.
Let's do it.
My boyfriend of almost 4 years is still attached to his mom by umbilical cord.
Okay. Is this because I'm on here?
What?
Oh, this is just for everybody. I thought it was just like, okay.
Are you a mama?
You're like, John knows about this.
About still being attached?
Okay. No, I'm good. I'm good.
I mean, we can definitely talk about it. We will.
Go, continue. Sorry to interrupt. What's his name? What's her name?
They don't have a name because it's anonymous.
Oh, it's anonymous, yeah.
You can give a name.
What if somebody's listening to this and the boyfriend is like, he texted, babe, did you email Megan Batoon's podcast? I hope that happens.
What's this guy's name? It's a girl. What's this girl's name?
Just say her email. I'm just kidding.
We don't have it.
Oh, you don't have it? Oh, it's really anonymous.
Yes.
She said, well, keep reading. I'll decide a name for
you'll her. Decide at the end. Okay. Yeah. He is a mama's boy, and as sweet as that makes him, it also has negatives. We both still live at home with our parents, and it's understandable that he wants to respect their house, but he basically has to finish chores before being able to go out. Sometimes this makes me feel like I'm dating a high schooler. Also, whenever we're out of town, his mom texts him saying, your brother and or your dog miss you. And I feel like that's her way of guilt-tripping him for not being home. It's not that I don't like his mom, but I just feel like if we want this relationship to go anywhere, his mom needs to learn to let him go and live his own life. What do you guys think?
Okay. Well, there's a lot of other questions we need to be answered that aren't answered here.
Such as?
How old?
Well, they're not in high school anymore.
Okay, so 19.
Sure. Right,
yeah, okay. Well, she lives alone, too.
She lives alone. They've been together for 4 years.
Yeah, okay. So.
What other question, huh?
I'm 100%.
Favorite food?
I'm 100% good with this guy.
What's the girl's name?
She seems like a Veronica is too, like, a little too, just like you changed the cats. I feel like this is like a Melissa.
Melissa. That's her name.
Yeah, maybe like a Heather.
Melissa Heather. She's two. No, okay, she's one of those that has two.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah.
Okay, so Melissa Heather, she thinks that her boyfriend's too much of a mama's boy. I've had this problem before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Do you feel like you're closer with your mom or your dad?
I don't think that's the reason why we split up, but I mean. Okay, missed
you and
that
me?
Joke. Great. Okay. Because she was saying I had the same problem and I was going to be the guy.
Okay. I get
no,
it.
I'm not doing this all podcast. Explain jokes to people.
I'm sorry, I'm
you
not
had this
also
problem.
A stand-up.
Continue. No, go ahead.
I did have this problem, but I'm asking you if you're a mama's boy or a daddy's boy or none.
I'm not. We don't really roll like that. I don't. I'm one of 8 kids.
Oh,
so
what?
I was having to like find my own food at like 6. I was like hunting in the woods for school. Not really.
And everybody else had like a Michelin star dinner. John, figure out
it
the
was,
squirrel
no, it
thing.
It was kind of like we would play at the park across the street from our house all day because we were homeschooled, so we'd be building forts and stuff like that. It was amazing. And then my mom would come out on the porch and whistle for dinner. So
Whoa.
She put her 2 fingers in her mouth, she could whistle. And if you didn't come home, it's just like you didn't have dinner. I'm not making this up. I'm not. This isn't
I believe
like in
you.
The in like the 1400s. This is like 1997. Like it.
Beethoven just came out.
Yeah, you did. I was gonna go Miss Doubtfire, but all right.
Oh my gosh, you're probably right.
It did. Yeah, it didn't. It like so I wouldn't. I could never. I would want to be attached to one of the other ones, but it's not. We don't roll like that.
Whoa. So do you think, do you feel like you're really self-sufficient because of that, your upbringing?
It's good and bad, yeah. Self-sufficient, but also insecure enough to, like, have a performance-based career. So.
Can you whistle like that with your fingers?
No, I can go and... But she does like a laugh, like across the,
across the land and the forest.
When you say something went wrong, if you're going to like, you need to like be in front of this many people all day, every day.
I definitely think there's something
I need
there.
Some advice. Scrap it's, the emails. No, I'm just kidding.
Let's push this aside.
No, we need to talk
about
it.
I do think that there is something that
you have to.
You need like validation of some sort.
Yeah.
I mean, there has to be. Everyone in this industry is much more open and insecure than anyone I've ever met. 100%. But I like that because it's like you can get to who they are quicker.
Would you say that like somebody asked me in like a meet and greet why I didn't have a girlfriend? I was like, first of all, how'd you make that video? Like, what's your favorite? Like, this is personal. And it's, anyway, so I started crying. And, I said, it's kind of like your need for like love and acceptance and support and to be known and to be seen, you get.
Right.
But you need to do it every day to keep getting it. You know what I'm saying? Versus like, so you're like,
it's like a weird drug.
Yeah. And then it, like the social media becomes a little bit less, but still like that.
Well, social media is like the IV where you're getting your drug.
It is.
It's weird.
You can just open it and get like a shh.
Yes.
This is a podcast. Can you explain what I'm doing?
He's acting like he's shoving a syringe in his forearm.
Yeah, because I did it. And you're like, but they didn't know. They don't know what I was doing.
You know you can also
like to do visuals.
Say what you're doing.
I do visuals in podcasts.
Yeah, that's the perfect medium for visuals.
So let's say you're like, even if you haven't posted anything in a couple of days, you have videos and content out there that you can open up any of them.
Oh, right.
And just have a bunch of hearts just like... What am I doing now?
You're scooping in these digital hearts into your actual chest.
You can like...
He's burying them in his...
It feels good, right? But everybody's on that. Even if...
Yeah.
I told somebody... Again, Heather is very upset right now. She's like...
Melissa Heather.
They're like, hey, they're reading our question. Hold on. They got... Just wait a sec. Okay, go to work. I'll call you when they get back to it. But it's... Remember back in the day when you had 9 Instagram likes and they listed all the names. And then when it switched to 10, it just said 10 likes.
Oh, right.
So when it first said, it just says 1 like, 2 likes, 3 likes. But it used to be like, it listed the first 9 and then when you switched to 10. So I remember when it switched over to 10, I was like, yeah.
This is it.
And you think
I made it.
And when it was 100 and 1,000 and 10,000 and like and whoever is at all the way at the top, Kim Kardashian, she the same 2 million to 4 million, whatever it is the same 9 to 10. It's the same whatever emotionally it's the same. Like so you think she's getting exponentially more love than you are, which she's not.
It's the same amount.
It's the same whatever that is. So
that's
you're like,
so
I wonder if I got to whatever it is, I would be happy. You know what I'm saying?
Right, just a bigger number.
I don't think anyone still thinks that. Once I get to so-and-so, I'll be happy.
I mean, I think isn't that what capitalism is? It's like you think that you need something and that's why you buy things.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're never going to be happy, which is kind of a sad thing. Like you're always looking to fix something in your life, being like, if I get this one thing, everything will be good.
Could you imagine that's going to be it. And it is for a second.
For a fleeting moment.
Yeah. Anyway, guys, is there any Kleenex here or what?
This is a therapy session.
Yeah.
I guess the only thing that would change is if that thing that you were trying to get or that was coveted was actual happiness. If I just had happiness, then I would have happiness.
Then you wouldn't need anything. You're like, dude, Megan, where have you been on Instagram? Nah, sorry, guys. I'm happy.
Yeah, I found happiness.
Okay, well, she's not worth anything as an artist anymore.
So this person.
Yes, sorry, Heather.
Melissa.
Sorry, Melissa.
Melissa Heather. She's wondering how to, stop her boyfriend from being such a mama's. I think maybe it's because she doesn't feel like the only woman in his life anymore.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like if I was like out with a girl like for the weekend and then it's probably I saw a girl's text that popped up as birth giver.
Oh my gosh.
That's her, what her mom is in her phone.
No.
That's hilarious.
That's crazy.
I was like, oh, that's your mom. This has to be your mom.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But I feel like if you're like kind of, here's the thing. If that stuff pops up, I wouldn't mind it. If I was in her spot, I wouldn't mind. But the what's bothering her is that he's like engaging in it. And he's like, I need to call my mom back. And like,
yeah.
If we were, I was like out with a girl and her like ex-boyfriend, like, this is no problem. But if she's like, hey, I need to like respond to this, I might be like, wait, what?
Wait, so you won't get mad at all if a girl's ex-boyfriend is texting, or it's only if she texts back, then you get
mad? No, I mean, if it's, I mean, you can't be in charge of whatever person's doing on their phone. Like, if I was like, Megan, give me your password. You'd be like, no.
Ugh.
It's too much, dude.
So, or when people go through someone's phone.
Too much, dude. Too much.
That's so untrustworthy and disrespectful.
You could like wear my underwear before you could look through my phone.
Yeah.
But not because there's like something bad on there.
No.
It's just like, that's not personal. Of all the
we
things.
We open your camera roll. It's just like the weirdest
thing. Like,
things.
Oh, well, that's my niece. And that's a box I had to ship to FedEx with a tracking number. Sorry. I didn't tell you about that.
It's so, I mean, I agree. It's so much less about the contents. It's the principle. Stop doing that and trust me.
Well, if I mean, the person is giving you, like, I've one time in a relationship that happened to me where I got the text and she was like,
who is this girl?
But that's like, I had done nothing, but she brought in like some hurt from a past relationship where she maybe got cheated on or.
Right.
So then when the text comes up, she goes right back to, all guys are like this. Yep, I knew. And we're like, no, what? That's not, that seems unfair.
Yeah.
And then I bring the baggage of my past hurts into my next.
I know.
And you're like, right? You're like, but.
Isn't that so crazy? Like, why can't we just drop off our baggage somewhere else?
Yeah.
Like, this is hurting to hold this. My arms are tired.
I think it's like, so I said that at the airport one day. He's like, is that all you got? I was like, well, that's all the physical baggage I have. But they didn't laugh. They were like, stop doing this. Turn it off. I'm a comedian. I have to do it.
They just stared at you and was like, final destination.
I was like, no, seriously. What? No, airport code, please. We need it. There's 75 people behind. I'm doing a thing. No.
I'm doing a thing. Listen to me and validate me.
I'm probably going to talk about this later on the podcast.
So stupid. My Wi-Fi isn't working. I need physical validation right now in person. I guess, have you ever had to deal with another significant other's, like, close parents? Like, have you ever dated someone that felt like you were dating also their parents?
It's like a... Yeah, where it's like it's kind of like a package deal.
Yeah.
Well, every relationship is a package deal.
Yeah. Well, when you're married, that's when, like, I feel like taking, it's like you marry your what do they say? It's a saying.
You marry the, I don't know, what do they say?
You marry, you're not marrying just your spouse, you're marrying their family too.
Is that came off your tongue so badly? That's definitely not how it's said.
Well,
I know it's not that. Look it up.
Yes, what is it?
When you marry the one, you also marry the family.
That was so similar to what I said. Absolutely not similar at all.
Though. Oh my gosh. Yeah, I use like 75% of the same words. I can't believe this.
You know what they say? Like, when you date a girl and then like you think about being closer to her, like her relatives are also a part of the situation. I don't feel like you could have used less words.
Okay. I'm not trying to make a tweet here. I'm trying to talk to you.
That's 287 characters. Yeah, you take them all. But then sometimes you're like, man, I love this girl. But then like, so you can't meet the family too late.
Because
then you're like, wait, nah. I think if I'm going to be Thanksgiving here every year.
Then you want to know what you're getting yourself into in advance.
I don't think I can do this for Thanksgiving every year. You ever had a guy that you liked but the family's bad?
It wasn't that they were bad. It's like I just had a guy. I dated a guy that his family was so invested in what he was doing. Like, I was in a relationship with three people is what it felt like.
Yeah.
And
that, you guys all forward in a group text?
Sometimes.
Really?
It's a lot, especially like I was kind of young. I guess it was like,
I don't really remember it. It was like 21 to 20. That's 7 years.
It was
years.
Like 21 to 42, I think.
It was like a stage. That's more than a stage.
That's
like
a whole amphitheater, my friend.
I had a girl that I was dating seriously, and I brought her home for Thanksgiving for the first time, and then she dumped me the next day.
Stop.
Dead serious.
Because of why? Did she tell you?
We never really covered it, but I think that was why. She was like, nah, yeah, I'm good. I'm for sure good.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, because did she come to your family's gathering when it had all 8 kids and then all the other?
Yeah,
so it was like a huge.
And also, I made this mistake. I was like working, so I sent her first, like without me.
John.
I know. Sorry.
What?
I know.
Oh, my gosh.
I was like, hey, you go, and then I'll meet you.
That's an
like,
actual final destination movie.
She's like, yeah, she's like, then she was like, hey, yeah, no, I'm good.
Oh, my God. I'm for sure good. Yo, that's crazy.
Yeah, you're like, oh yeah, I probably shouldn't have, that I should not have done.
I wouldn't have gone.
Because you know you have to, like, when you bring the girl to meet the family, you're like, all right, my sister is going to do this.
Yes.
My mom is this way, but just be cool. Just talk to her about this and you're fine.
Right.
My dad's going to talk about Trump or something.
Yeah.
Or whatever. And then here you have to preface everybody.
Yes.
And then they can be like, oh, okay.
And you didn't do any of that.
No, I was just like, hey, babe, I'll meet you there. Yeah.
And how late were you, I guess?
Like,
after?
I was like a day and a half.
Stop it. No, 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 no.
I don't know. It was... Hindsight's 2020, you guys. I didn't.
I'm secondhand embarrassed.
Yeah, yeah. I know. I did. She's hot. I'm gonna. When this comes out, I'm gonna send it to her, and she will die. I think she.
Also dead.
She had to like sleep in like there was no like room, so like my sister has like bunk beds, and she had to like. That's a joke. I don't think she had to do that, but it was. I could imagine if she did that to me, I'd be like, yeah, don't call me anymore.
Did you feel? Like that was,
it was like
appropriate.
I don't know what I was doing.
I mean afterwards, like when she was like, "Hey, I don't want to do this." Were you like, I get it.
Nah, babe, you're fine. You always say this. You're all. Yeah.
Oh my gosh!
Sometimes you don't know things until later. You're like, oh yeah, I shouldn't have done that. But nobody was like, oh yeah, this is great.
That is wild.
I can't believe that. I forgot about that until I that just.
I don't think I've ever had to go through something
like
that.
I think it was for a wedding. So somebody was getting married.
Oh my gosh.
Oh man, that's awful.
The more the story goes on, more my bones hurt.
Yeah, it's I think there was some kind of like family photo on the front porch. It was not good.
She's crying in it. Everyone else is smiling. Your mom is actively whistling like in that photo still.
Okay, call back. Okay. You know how when you like go to like when you travel out of town for like somebody, like even one of my best friends is like, hey, you're coming to Chicago, just stay at our house. And I'm like, well, as a guy that spends like 200 plus days on the road, I was like, just put me in like a Hampton Inn. I'll just come over for dinner.
Right, right.
Because I don't know where the soap is. Where's the towel? Like, the kids, like their like toys are in the shower. It's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, not because I don't love you. I'll just like, so I should have maybe been like, hey, you can go over for like dinner, but I'll put you in a Hampton Inn. But
oh, that's what you would have done to this girl?
I should have not done it at all, but I should have, yeah. We made some mistakes.
Yeah, that might be nice for next time.
And our family's like very like it's traditional. Like we live in the South, and my dad's a pastor. So like if I bringing a girl home is a big
huge
deal.
Yeah,
and she cannot stay in a room with me.
Right. Yeah. Same with me.
Yeah. So she would stay in like my sister's room. Which if I was visiting a girl and I would like have to stay with the brother.
Yeah.
He's like, so what's up with you? I don't know. Let's not do this. This is a bad.
That's how it is for me. I grew up Catholic, and my mom is very conservative still. Yeah. And when I would, I hardly ever bring anyone over.
Yeah, me neither. Yeah, but I think that's the first and last for me. It really is.
Get them all out at one time.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah.
But so that's ingrained in me. So whenever the guy that I was talking about is really close with his family and a little bit more progressive, I went over and stayed at his house, and he was like, okay, here's my room. Put your stuff anywhere. And then like we were going to bed, and he was like, okay, here's the bed. And I was like, you what? Want me to, should we leave the door open at least?
Or like, should I sleep on the floor?
Do you have a basement or a fireplace I can put myself in?
Cot by any... No, we don't have a cot.
You ever get cots in hotel rooms?
No, I never have. But one time I did have to stay in a hotel with my mom.
Why is that weird?
A guy doesn't... We don't do... Like, you can stay with your mom.
You can't stay with your mom in a hotel room?
No.
What?
What? Hold on, is this not a thing?
That's your mom. Yeah. I mean, I'm not a guy.
It was like a show, and she had driven a long way to come see it, and like, it was sold out, and she's... And I was like, well, you can just...
That sounds fun to me.
What? I mean, we did it. We made it work, but yeah.
He's still upset about it?
I guess she is my birth giver, so I suppose we should, yeah.
But when I was sleeping at that guy's house, I was like, this is not
you just
normal.
Like, yeah, like, but when you're at his house, it's fine. We're like, yeah, but we should not.
Yeah.
Let me just.
And then I guess I got over it, but I was still like, is this disrespectful to your parents?
Yeah.
And he was like, no, why is this weird?
Yeah. Well, so I went to Samford University, which is a Christian college.
Mm-hmm.
So there was like visitation rules in the dorms.
I don't even think our dorm rooms allowed guys in them.
Yeah.
Or
okay. Yeah.
Segregated.
So yeah. So we had. Yeah. It's not segregated.
Well, what is it?
Is it segregated?
It
might be
by
segregated.
Sexes. Segregated.
Okay, that's definitely not how you say it. It was split up. I don't know.
Which is the same thing.
Yeah. Okay. So fine.
Let's not argue again. John and I. This is all we do. I think in that audition when we didn't even know each other, I think we probably played like a married couple, like that kind of dynamic.
We did. I bet if people like follow both of us on the internet, they're like, I think they hate each other. I don't know why they're in videos together, but they for sure hate each other.
Anytime John needs someone that argues with him, I'm the first one he calls.
Okay. Yeah. No, but so it was like, let's say a Thursday afternoon from like 12 to like 2 was like a visitation.
12 to 2 p.m.?
Yeah, or when it was always early, like 5 to like 7.
8 a.m. to 10.
I was like, cool, this sets the mood.
8 to 8:01.
But you had...
Thank you.
I like what she chose us to laugh at. I don't feel like that was that deserving of a laugh. 8 to 8:01. Megan! Somebody get her a stand-up show. It's hilarious.
You know what? Thank you.
No, it's funny. No, but so we had to have a sandal in the door.
A sandal?
Or a shoe in the door.
Well, I like a sandal. That's very more Christian.
Like, sandal. Like, yeah. Because it's thinner. You know, keep the door closed.
I'm going to take a pedicure shoe. Like,
I can still close
it's like
it.
Like a foam. I don't know if you've had a pedicure before, but it's a foam.
Yeah, I know
foam.
What it is. Yeah. You can close the door in it too. That's funny. Like for John, it has to be a boot. It needs to be a boot. It has to be propped this way, not this way. But my sister goes to a school that's even more conservative than that.
No doors at all.
Oh, you have to keep the door open, lights on, and this is the most extreme rule.
There's a person there.
Feet have to stay on the floor. That is a rule.
Is there
in
like
their
sensors?
Dorm.
How would you know?
I guess the door is open, and I made a joke, like, of course I'm a comedian. I went to the, I did a show there, and I was like, well, I feel like, still make it work. or something. I didn't say that, but something to that, like, because Christians are very, like, legalistic.
Yeah.
In terms of, like, this is, you can go to here, 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 and here, but not here. I'm like, but, like, not to get too spiritual, but Jesus was like, if you have those intentions, then you're,
right.
you're bad. It doesn't, you know what I'm saying? You're like, well,
sure.
But, you know what I'm saying? So, but that's how we, like,
it's basically a loophole.
Show them what I'm doing.
He's lifting up his feet and now they're on the couch.
Scandal, dude. I'd be kicked out for this.
That's
and they're not
funny.
And they're not allowed to wear yoga pants.
Really?
No yoga pants on campus. It's a real rule.
Whoa. Yeah. What about skirts, though? That's sexier than yoga pants.
What?
You don't agree.
No, skirts are like...
John loves yoga pants. It's so clear to me that he loves yoga pants.
John's gone. He left.
To change into some yoga pants. He's back.
Everything was going fine until he changed into... Yeah.
He's in a downward dog right now.
But the skirt would have to be past like the knees.
Oh, yeah. I get it.
Yeah, there's a lot of Christian traditions that are like skirts only.
Yeah.
Pentecostals are like that. Skirts only.
But like long skirts.
Yeah, they would like work out at the gym in a skirt.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, 100%. I've seen 100%.
What?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Working out?
But again, it's the same with like I don't think God, like you're talking about this God that is like in charge of the universe, is mm-hmm. orchestrating everything. Like same with like Muslims. You think it's 150 degrees and your God is requiring you to wrap your entire body except for your eyes? I don't think.
That's hot.
I don't think we're like, I mean, physically.
Like, it's okay. Just like temperature.
Yeah,
it's
that's what
hot.
I'm saying. It's like, I don't know if a God would is requiring this. This is a human construct we put around the religion to make it more suitable for us. But that doesn't seem like.
I think there's a lot of notes that I would give. I mean, coming from the Catholic Church, there was a lot of things that I
You're
would
like,
change.
I don't think. Yeah. Like, even like a Christian would like, it's respectful to like take your hat off when you pray.
Mm-hmm.
But the God, you're talking about the God of the universe that is orchestrating everything that is.
Cares about hats.
He's like, hey.
That hat.
Nope, get that hat.
I was thinking about the little wafer discs that you get in Catholic Church. Mm-hmm, I don't know if you know about these things.
100% for communion.
Yes, for communion. Yep. One time I think I looked online to buy a box of them because I was nostalgic and hungry.
Yeah. Because it was like a little, yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, it's the body of Christ, but like, it is kind of good.
Yeah, it used to be a...
it's a whole wheat, like, quarter-size, hard piece of bread.
And you know they have, I have a joke in my act about it, you know, they have gluten-free communion now.
Oh, is that? That's funny.
Of course, because somebody is like, yeah.
That's a funny joke.
Like, yeah. Well, it's like it used to be a piece of bread. And yes. then it smushy. Turned into a cracker, which is a little bigger than that. And
it's mass-produced.
Now it's a wafer, and my joke is like, pretty soon they're going to be like, you know what? We're going to put a piece of bread up on the screen. Just look at it and take a deep breath.
Feast with your eyes.
Yeah, this is, we can't, if people are not. And then it's like, is it juice? Is it wine? Was it wine or juice?
It was wine.
Yeah, it was wine. Yeah. See, my parents would not do that.
I think that they had a separate thing for kids. Like because you get communion when you're 13. So you can't drink. Oh, except for during communion. So maybe, I think they had a grape juice option for kids, but then you can also do wine if your parents allowed it.
I wonder how it started, like in the Bible.
The wine? As was it blood?
Yeah, no, but was it always like, I'm going to have the first communion because the kids... So they were like, God is like, well, it's illegal now, so change it.
Yeah, I guess.
We made a rule in our country 2,000 years later that you can't drink long before 21, so.
So change it. So here's actual blood.
You know, like a Mormons, Mormons had like things in their religion that like, it's now 2018. They're like, yeah, we can't have that in there anymore. Like very like traditional, and they've like, I was like, well, it shouldn't be changing.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, no,
it should be the same forever.
John Mulaney has a joke about the Catholic churches. They changed one of the hymns.
Yeah, funny.
But yeah, but it's like you have so many other things to do and you change peace
that's
be with
the one.
You.
Oh, yeah, funny.
It was like, and also in with your spirit or something. Yeah. And it's like, there's...
Of all the things.
Of all the problems.
Yeah. I think Scientology said that they're... Have you seen their commercials now?
No.
They got commercials on TV.
They do?
Yeah, they're changing the game up.
What are their commercials
no,
like?
I didn't really pay attention, but I was like, oh, they got like commercials now. Yeah.
Interesting. I mean, any kind of marketing, right?
Yeah, right.
Instagram anyway, ads for Scientology.
I think Heather's like very satisfied with it. She's like, oh, yeah, what are you looking at?
The Church of Scientology had a Super Bowl commercial.
See?
Whoa.
Come on, dude. I'm a Christian. I can't compete with that.
So I guess as a tip for Melissa Heather, she's wondering what to do about dating a guy that is really close with his mom, which I've had this problem too.
Yeah.
I think either have an honest conversation with him and be like, I feel like I'm not the only girl in your life.
Yeah.
And obviously your mom comes first, but maybe sometimes.
And I love her. I love your mom. Yeah.
Butter her up. So,
yeah.
Be
sometimes
on her
you'd be
side.
Like you'd be in a relationship with a girl and then you're like upset about something, but you didn't say anything.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh yeah, I could have fixed that in like a, I didn't know it was a thing.
Yeah.
Like, I can't stand when you, like, whatever it is. You're like, you know, you could have told me this, like, 2 years ago, and it would have been done.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that was a thing. I didn't know I was being, because he doesn't know he's being, like, a mama's boy.
No, he doesn't.
He has
and
no idea.
I think that's such a good piece of advice is just be honest and get it out of the way as soon as possible, and then you can grow. Because this is 4 years in.
Yeah.
If she's had to bottle this up for 4 years and see if he would kind
she's
of grow
like,
out of it.
Is there any outlet for help? And then...
And then I made a podcast.
Thank you. No, I stayed. I was on tour in the South, and I stayed at my parents' house at the beginning of this year.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, "There's a balance because you're like, she's like, do you want dinner? Like, we're making dinner.
Sure.
Do you want to like, are you gonna be here? So I'd be like, yeah. So then when you leave at night, you should be like, hey, I am a grown man. I can do whatever I want, but you are letting me stay here, so I'll be back. I'm going out with some friends. I'll be back.
Yeah.
Whatever. That you should. If he does live there.
Yes.
And if he's not functional enough, like financially, maybe to have his own place, then you do have to live by the rules.
For sure.
It's like if you're going to move into an apartment, they're like, hey, no pets. You're like, okay, sign the lease. You agreed.
Mm-hmm.
You can't have pets there. So that's got part of the rules. So if he's going to live there.
That's super true. I don't know how old he is,
but if he's going to live there, he can't be like, screw you guys, I'm doing my own thing. You're like, well, okay. Well,
right.
You're parked in our driveway. So. Where's the extra key?
Yeah, I agree. Definitely have the conversation. And if he can or you guys can, move out and be on your own.
Yeah,
and then you don't have to worry about that. I think that's great advice.
I think that's good advice. Dun, 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 dun. All right, good. One for one for us. So
one
far.
For one. Here's another one. I recently got out of a relationship and it's killing me. It all started about 3 years ago. I was separated from my marriage and wasn't looking at all. I received a DM from a girl in Hawaii and from there we started talking. I didn't really think much of it.
Is a guy?
Yes.
Okay.
However, it really started to evolve. From random sexting to long conversations, FaceTiming, etc., We were truly in a long-distance relationship, although we never met in person. This relationship went on for almost 3 years. We just recently broke up, and I'm dying on the inside. Because less than a week after our split, I see that she's dating her best friend!
Oh, man.
The worst part of it all... sounds pretty bad already. I bought a ticket to Hawaii to see her, and I'm supposed to fly in 2 weeks. Do I still go through with my trip and enjoy myself on the beaches? Or do I cancel it all to avoid the 1 in 1,000 chance of running into her? Thanks for all that you do, and hopefully a tip, Clashing Tranquility.
Oh, it's like we're doing one of those.
Yeah, Sleepless in Seattle style names, okay. We don't know.
Describe what she just did with her shoulders, please.
Why don't you describe? In Seattle.
She was... she's like prepping for a Broadway musical. She's like one of the Rockettes. Sleepless in Seattle. Like shimmied her shoulders.
I shimmied with every syllable.
There's nothing shimmyable about that movie. It's a girl in a coma. Or is it a guy in a coma?
Sleepless in Seattle?
Yeah, Sleepless in Seattle.
No one's in a coma.
Yes, they are.
I don't think you're...
In that movie?
Are you talking about a different movie?
What are they doing?
Sleepless in Seattle is the movie where like the little boy writes in... because his dad is sad and needs somebody to fall in love with.
No, that's not true.
John.
Look up the movie where the girl's in a coma.
Okay, she's going to type in movie where
look
guys...
Look up Sleepless in Seattle.
Coma?
I think you're wrong. I honestly, I shouldn't say it like that.
Check your heart.
Do you
check
mean your heart. The girl in a coma?
That's a movie?
Yes.
I don't have my phone, but I only said, are you sure?
Yeah.
Sleepless in Seattle came out before you were born.
What's the synopsis for Sleepless in Seattle? Like the one?
I'm pretty sure it's a coma.
No.
Look at her.
Are you thinking about Me Before You?
Sleepless in Seattle is a 1993 romantic comedy direct. Well, that's not important.
Yeah. We don't care who directed it.
Who produced it?
Who was the craft services?
After Chicago architect Sam Baldwin loses his wife to cancer, he and his 8-year-old son start their new life in Seattle.
All right, fine. No, wait, keep going.
That's it.
Oh, that was what? Okay, I'm thinking of something.
But they continue to grieve. A year and a half later on Christmas Eve, his son calls to the radio show. Jonah persuades reluctant Sam to go on the air to talk about how much he misses the mom. Hundreds of women from around the country who hear the program.
All right, I'm thinking, fine, you're right. Do you want me to keep reading? No, I got it. Should we watch the whole thing, John? I was thinking, because first of all, we grew up very traditional. I was not allowed to watch that because my parents thought it was about sex.
Oh, because sleeping?
Yeah, no, sleepless. So they were like, nah. Yeah. So they should be sleeping.
They should be sleeping. John could only watch movies about sleeping.
Did they get 8 hours?
That's why you think she's in a coma, because that's official sleep.
No, but there was a... so stupid. I had some thoughts about this guy, though. Had he ever met her?
No, it doesn't seem like it.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, it's just, FaceTiming and texting is all it really seems to be. All right,
well, if he was FaceTiming her, then he's not being catfished.
No.
Because that, if you never, like that, I watched the show only.
Now that you can.
Yeah, what?
I don't know. Could you watch anything?
Oh, yeah, now that, I guess that's, I don't know what you're referring to when you make these jokes.
Well, because I feel like we grew up kind of similarly because I couldn't watch like the Powerpuff Girls because a scientist made them and God didn't. For real. I couldn't watch Hocus Pocus because it was about witches.
Nah, witchcraft. Yeah, for sure. You can't watch it. We couldn't watch Harry Potter. We couldn't watch Smurfs because it was communist. Yes.
Really?
And I said we couldn't watch... Cat dog, because my mom said it's not how God intended it. And I said, I don't think God intended Bible characters to be played by vegetables either. You get that joke?
Veggie Tales or whatever?
Yes. Oh, I love you for getting that
joke. That's funny.
Yeah.
Even like, Teletubbies is a little weird.
Teletubbies is weird. I was like, well, we have a cucumber and a tomato that are Daniel and the Lion's Den. So
we got a few problems here.
Just biology-wise, it's a problem.
he is not getting catfished because she is a real person. But 3 years in a digital relationship.
Okay, it's not a relationship.
But it is. If they're talking every day, John, if you and I are talking every day, but like romantically, and I'm FaceTiming you after you get off stage and you're telling me how your day was and I'm like bringing you my problems, that's a relationship.
What are these problems? You say FaceTiming fun after a show and I'm bringing you my problems. That is the synopsis of what you think our relationship is going to be. And also, I'm bringing you my problems. Great. Sign me up. You could have said, I'm telling you about my day, all the things I've accomplished in life.
up with me is like?
I FaceTime you after the show and tell you about my problems. Oh, can't wait. That is funny, man. That's funny.
That is really funny and yeah. kind of true.
Yeah, a little.
So they,
yeah.
they.
I'm a real girl.
Okay. They, okay, the main problem is not that they were in a cyber relationship. It's yeah. that less than a week after they stopped dating, she's dating her best friend. That's a huge thing.
So this best friend lives in
Hawaii,
her,
it seems.
And he lives here.
Mm-hmm.
And so he has to know about this guy.
Of course. After
you know,
3 years.
I'm going over
years?
To like, what's the best friend's name? It's like a Gavin or something.
Sure,
like
it is
that.
Gavin.
Yeah, it's something like.
It's written here, Gavin.
He could probably be like fooling around with her. That's that kind
yeah.
of name. Like it's not like a.
For sure. Gavin yeah, is
like
all.
A,
yeah.
Like a Tyler. He's fine. But
yeah,
Gavin's like,
feet
might,
have never been yeah. on the ground.
So many callbacks. Let's call the relationship what it is. If in 3 years they've never.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how long would you go without chatting before you'd like, all right, we should meet?
If I would met someone online
and
we
it was
FaceTiming,
like a lot of chemistry or a lot of. And he said he was in a marriage, right? No, he said he's not divorced because
no,
he would have said divorce. He said he's separated from his marriage, which
well,
is not divorced.
It is knows of all
no,
about
I know
divorce.
How these things go. Yeah, like, well, yeah.
Well, I guess, yeah, separated and wasn't looking at all. So maybe that's why they didn't meet because he wasn't officially divorced.
He probably is divorced now. He
well,
said
yeah,
he, wait, read it again.
3 years. You want me to read this entire
thing? No, just read
thing.
The when he said that part. Read that sentence.
It all started about 3 years ago. I was separated from my marriage and I wasn't looking at all.
Okay, so that there's no context of what he's doing now. If
yeah.
he's still, I mean, he's probably not, but even, I know how these things go. That they were like, what's up?
Well, yeah,
and then it's like fun. And then it's like that person becomes the person when you
yeah.
have a problem. Then you're like, I want to tell them about you. She,
yeah.
They become that person.
If I was separated and not divorced, that gives a little bit more. Another element of like
yeah,
weird.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well,
but,
she's like, well, I like chatting with him, but he's like.
Oh, right. Maybe she has reluctancies because he's
yeah,
not fully
yeah, yeah,
divorced.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But definitely, definitely, definitely do not go to Hawaii.
What about?
No.
Have you been?
No.
Have you been to Hawaii?
No, I have not.
Well, then why not go?
Because no.
Maybe he hasn't gone either.
He's like, he's going to avoid the 1 in 1,000 chance. He's going to text her.
Well, yeah, that's.
1,000,000%.
That's.
1,000,000,000%.
You know that you can only have 100%.
Oh, yeah, you can. Yeah. I'm going 110%. Can't do that.
You just said 1 million and then
yeah,
a gajillion.
Yeah, I went farther because I feel like you guys could have been like, yeah, at the beginning, but you didn't give me the affirmation I needed, so I had to keep going.
I feel like, yes, I feel like if this guy goes, you're going to want to text them. 100%.
He's going
to be. And you can't.
And he knows her address because he's probably sent her things. He's
right.
for sure going to drive by.
Well, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's shaking a maraca
no,
thinking it's a driving thing.
I'm doing a
You don't
a
drive
wheel.
Like that. You drive by. Okay, now he's doing like a Soulja Boy move. Stop doing things that I have to narrate.
Okay.
It's working a muscle that I don't like
podcast.
Being
yeah.
worked.
How was the podcast? I didn't get a lot of it. It should be video, I feel like.
I feel like he will definitely go by.
So he's going to go over there. You're yeah. saying he should go for the beaches because they're amazing.
Have you been on Google Image Search Hawaii
sure
beaches?
Yeah. I always say that when I go to terrible places to do stand-up shows. I was like, you guys have seen other places, right? Like you've seen photos of like, why are we here in Iowa?
They're
sorry,
all sad
continue.
They
I cut
live
you
there.
Off. Yeah.
I think that.
You would go.
I don't know if I would go. And if I did go, I would bring somebody else
oh, yeah,
to just be us.
Could you imagine that invite? Hey, I was talking to a girl seriously for 3 years and she dumped me last week. Do you want to go to Hawaii? For sure, no.
No, but it could be a friend that's not romantic.
Okay.
Like, hey, do you want to just like escape for a little bit? And if they're down, fun.
Same sex or opposite?
Whatever's platonic.
Not.
Who cares?
Who's going on a Hawaii vacation with a friend?
I would do it.
I would not go with you if you said, do you want to go
I will not ask you
okay,
that.
I'd be like, if you were like, hey, do you want to go to Hawaii? I'd be like, no. Not
no.
I'd just be like, yeah, I don't. I went to, when I was in college, I did a mission with my church to Egypt. And I made it this documentary. I was like a journalism major. I made a documentary of this church in Egypt. But I was by myself.
Okay.
And so everybody's like, oh, that must have been amazing. No, when you're by yourself, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
Not like it's not cool to go to the Eiffel Tower alone.
Oh, well, the most romantic place
nah,
in the
or,
world.
Like, no place is cool.
I'm
by yourself.
Well, you're not alone if you have God, right?
Yeah, okay. Well, let's not. Okay. Make a joke.
It's not a joke.
No, I know you're being serious. I'm just joking.
You have social media, so you're never alone, also. You're never alone if you have God and social media.
Yeah, there you go. That's a shirt. Yeah. God first, though. Social media second. Yeah.
I think this guy could go, but I agree with you. If he went, he would stalk her a little 100%. Bit. And you shouldn't do that.
He's like, hey, we don't need a rental car because we'll just get a shuttle and the hotel's right here. He's like, actually, can we get the rental car? I need a rental car. Why? And the platonic friends can be like, hey, where are you going? He's like, I'm going to go to the store. And then he's 4 hours later and he's in jail.
And in jail. Yeah. I guess for a tip for this guy to cancel it and then go somewhere, use that ticket. If you can get refunded, which you probably can't because you probably did Expedia and you can't get your money back.
Yeah, look at the Travelocity terms and conditions.
I never get insurance.
No, 100% no.
On my flight.
Yeah.
Never. Nah, it's like $12, and I'm like, no, I'm already paying $600.
Yeah, no,
I can't have 12 more dollars just in case
I get
sick.
That's like a second thought about you're asking about the relationship. So you're like, you wanted $12? Like, no, this relationship is solid.
Right.
It ain't $12 solid, bro. And I feel like the online, the never met in person relationships, you are like beat up but those fade.
I've never been in just an online relationship, okay, I don't know.
The rest of us don't have your such luxuries, Megan. Okay. We gotta make it work.
To answer your question, if I was in a relationship, a digital relationship like this, I would probably let it go on for maybe 2 months before I'm like, let's meet in this city or one of us flies to each other. I think don't go.
Yeah, you can't go. Hey, if he just tell him to come out to LA, we'll hang out with him. How about that?
Okay,
we'll
done.
Go to McDonald's.
Have you ever ran into an ex that you 100%. Weren't planning on it? And did it go well?
I ran into one at church last night. Last night.
How did it go?
Also, Justin Bieber touched me at church.
Where?
On the chest.
What part?
I walked right past him and he goes, excuse me, bro.
You walked past him and he touched you?
We were trying to get by each other. Oh, okay, he goes, excuse me, bro.
How did you feel? Can you sing now?
I got saved. I'm just kidding. That's stupid. John, don't do that joke. No, I was like, me and my roommate were going to church. He goes, I wonder if Sarah's going to be here. And I was like, dude.
Why would Sarah be there?
Because, I don't know. Come to think of it, I have never seen her there before. And then we saw her.
Did you guys talk?
Yeah, yeah. No, we're not like mad at each other. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, it was actually good to see her.
That's good. Yeah, I'm happy for you.
Yeah. Oh, you got, I don't end things bad with people. I don't have any.
I don't end things bad, but people that I've dated are now in other relationships that they think that like, no, I can't ever be around you.
Oh, yeah.
And I ran into an ex-boyfriend about maybe a month ago at some event, and they did not look. It was him and his new girlfriend.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And didn't look at me, didn't talk to me, didn't even like, weren't even around me.
Yeah,
and
but consciously, right? Like,
oh,
sure. They knew you were there.
Oh, they definitely knew.
Do you say it like that?
Yes. They broke us up into two different groups, and then we were supposed to be in their group.
Okay.
And as soon as they broke us up, him and his girlfriend went into the other group. And as soon as the event was over, they left.
Yeah, they're out. Yeah.
Like there was like a whole buffet and stuff. Yeah. And they were like, no, we'll starve as long as we don't have to be around Megan. Yeah. Which I get.
I don't get that. Who could be like Megan Batune? Like there's other people that are more
distasteful.
Yeah. I feel like if Megan Batune was your ex-girlfriend, I feel like, well, I don't know. I don't know how you are, but I know you have lots of problems. But
we're basically in a relationship anytime a camera is on.
I mean, let's be real. Yeah. I think, no, I mean, I don't run it into like an ex. I always say hi.
That's good.
But if he was looking out for his girlfriend, then you got to respect that.
Oh, you know? I do.
You're like, guys, let me in your group.
Oh, my God. No.
Yeah,
I turned into a gremlin.
Let me in.
I was fine about it, but it was weird. Like, my heart jolted, and I was like, this is weird. Because the weird thing is, like, I had lived in the place that he lived, too, like,
in the
same tiny city,
and
we ran in the same circles until I moved away, and then it's still like, how have we not run into each other?
Yeah, you could probably just live with the, like, we're probably going to, that's never a thing for me.
That you don't think that they're going
to run into
each other?
Or to be scared or nervous, or if they're going to, I was like, because the comic comedian always, he just says the stuff that people are thinking. So I'd be like, this is weird.
Oh, that's good.
And then it would be like, oh, it's cool. Yeah. And then
I'd be like, so how's she?
Have you ever run into, this happened to me, someone that has said something bad about you on the internet? And I ran into them.
Like a fan or an enemy?
Like a peer, maybe.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
It was, but they're, everyone in person is the nicest.
I know.
Of always, always.
It's so weird. The internet is like a, their armor, their guard.
Yeah.
I mean, that's why people are haters, because they would never say that to your face.
Never. I was at a farmer's market and I saw him. And I was like, oh, it's, I said, what's up? I go, what's up, dude? And he goes, oh, dude, what's up? Like, and then we just had it. We did a thing. Oh. And did, and
then, well, you were the bigger person then, because he probably wouldn't have said anything unless you didn't.
I mean, I would, I don't know. I would never, I don't never said anything bad about anybody on the internet ever.
Same.
I don't think I have.
Not on the internet. My friends, if they were mean to me.
Oh, about them. Yeah, behind their backs, of course. That's a given. Yeah.
I think we helped this person.
Yeah, 100% we helped.
We're going to take a break while John gives an extra piece of advice you can find on meganbatoon.com/podcast, and we'll be right back.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
And we're back. John, what are you working on lately?
That's not how you start.
How do you, start?
No, you cannot just say, and what do you mean what I'm working on?
You've been on the road forever.
Yeah, I've been on the road forever. I have I was going to make a joke, but no. I have a tour coming up in the fall. It's going to be huge.
It's going to be huge.
I got talked about, we talked about before the podcast started, the radius for how far are you going to come to see me.
Yes, I decided.
So we live in LA. Mm-hmm. She decides, she's like, I want to come to your show. I think you're so funny.
Is that what I sound like?
I don't feel like he's, kind of, to the listeners. And I was in Modesto.
You're in Modesto, but I've never looked
at
a map.
Okay, Modesto is like east of like San Francisco.
I had no
she's
idea.
She's like, when are you coming to California? I'll drive anywhere. Okay. And I was like, well, that's like 7 hours. So we're not 7 hours.
No.
And then we determined we weren't even like 45 minutes.
No, we said 45, but okay, an 45. Hour. Oceanside is about an hour away. And
you're
I
not
was
coming
like,
to
I
Oceanside to see me. Yeah.
But I will go to Irvine is what
you
we
go to Irvine. Okay, that's fair. Yeah, I'll go to, I'll go farther than Irvine to see. Well, it depends on what the show is. When you do stand up.
Oh, gosh.
I'll come for that when you open for me. You can open for me because it would be like a warm opening because they already know you. They were like, this is John's friend. We love her already.
I could never.
Yeah, you'd be fine.
I would do one knee spin and an arm wave and go, like, that's all I got. Yeah. So you're doing a tour in the fall.
Yeah, working on a tour. And we do, it's called John Christ Does. So my funniest Instagram stories are when I go to a place.
Uh-huh.
Like I went to like Noah's Ark. It's a real place. They built a replica of full-size Noah's Ark.
I think I read about
this. In Kentucky.
A couple years ago. Yeah. Is that when they made it?
Yeah. And it cost like $100 million.
Is it awesome?
If you believe in this story or if you think it's a fairy tale, either way, it's awesome.
It's not real. Animals though.
No, they're like animatronic and stuff. It's like Chuck E. Cheese.
It's for like Christians.
It's like Christian Chuck E. Cheese.
I hope that's how they market it.
No, but it's very like I was like making a joke because I was making an Instagram story and I was like, man, the first century Noah must have had a lot of sandpaper. Because it was very
so smooth.
So I was like, hey, how did this you know what I'm saying? How did this this is
a little
this
too nice.
Seems like it was I was like, I don't think Noah had $100 million. But it is dope.
100 million
it's
animals,
so dope.
Though.
Yeah, yeah, ayo. Yeah, but then they got like a gift shop and like they got all a snack bar. It was incredible. It's huge.
Wow,
it
seems so, like the place to be.
So like
on
I
a Friday
so
night.
Somebody was like somebody sent me a link to so now people are all sending me these things to go to. You got to go. We need you to go to.
Oh, that's
so
fun.
Like you know something like WrestleMania
sure.
or like so somebody sent me the Biblical Times Theater in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
You just made that up.
That's a real place. And it's like, that is got to be like, you know, Christian or not, that has to be experience.
So you're going
to
go.
And then I'm doing a story there. Or now we're changing it to YouTube. So I'm making like videos of it.
It was like the first thing that came
up. Come on, dude.
Biblical Times Theater, Pigeon Forge, Tennessee.
What is it?
And it's like Pigeon Forge is like a ways away from like Nashville. It's not like that's just the word Pigeon Forge. It sounds like it's
fake.
Yeah.
So it's like medieval times, but it's biblical dinner theater.
I'm going immediately.
Oh my gosh. Wait.
Immediately.
Wait a second here.
Yeah, you want to go? Let's go.
Yes. When are you going?
I don't know.
Let me be a guest on that YouTube video.
See what's currently showing.
Yes, I would love to know the title.
Yeah, what story is currently showing?
Oh my God. And I wonder if it's in like order.
If what? In order of the Bible?
Yes.
Oh, they start with like Adam and Eve.
Right. And then they, yeah. And they do both Testaments, and then they go.
And they go back.
Yeah, and it's just like a recurring.
Where are you guys at? We're in the Gospels. We're in John 4 right now. I think, no. Well, some of this Bible stories aren't like, they're not for a play.
I mean, anything can be
like
for a play.
Like the genealogy, like that's not that fun. But like Jonah and the Whale.
It's not that fun.
I'd go see Jonah and the Whale, you know?
Yeah. What are they playing lately?
They're sold out right now.
Oh,
what are they sold out on?
Joseph.
Oh, Joseph. Okay.
Just him as the whole thing?
Just the whole story. Yeah.
Doesn't he have other parts than just...
Hey, Joseph. And there's a couple Josephs in the Bible, but hey. I love that it's sold out. It's amazing.
That is amazing.
What are you working on?
Me?
Do we talk about that or no? We don't talk about that.
No, this is not about you.
Okay, sorry.
This is all about you.
Stepped out of turn. It won't happen again. Please forget.
I'm working on getting John Chris' opinion on these people's problems.
I'm ready.
Okay. Last question.
Ooh, it's a lot of pressure.
When I was in high school, my best friend wanted to go out with me, but I told him that I just wanted to be friends, and that's how it's been for about 5 years now. So I was at his house a while back, and I met his nephew. Here's the twisted part. I accidentally started going out with his nephew.
No.
But we kept it under wraps.
Ooh, scandal.
Well, before we move on. Accidentally started going out. I guess I have done that because I was going to be like, how do you do that? But accidentally, like maybe like you don't want to say that you just want to be friends and then it kind of turns into
Well, accidentally is not the word, but yeah, you weren't like looking like I'm going over to the house to date the nephew.
Maybe,
that didn't
like,
happen. But
inadvertently or something. Yeah. Cut to a few months ago, I'm talking to my best friend. He tells me that his nephew has a girlfriend. Thinking that he's talking about me, I'm like, oh, really? Who is she? He said, oh, it's someone from high school that we graduated with. I did not go to high school with him. After a big fight, we eventually broke up because he literally had another girlfriend. The problem is that every...
This is fake.
It's not.
This is amazing.
The problem is that every time I go home, we always hook up unintentionally.
No.
Well, for me, it's unintentional.
Yeah, uh-huh.
For him, I think it's on purpose, and I feel really bad about it because I just want to tell my best friend. Is it wrong for me to have feelings for my best friend's nephew from Twisted Love Story?
I got so many questions.
Same.
I want to read it again, but we don't have time to read it again.
What part do you need clarification on?
So a girl, this is from a girl.
It's from a girl.
She likes a guy.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been friends with him for a long time. Then she meets the guy's nephew.
Yeah, well, the guy likes her. And she just wants to be friends.
Okay, so she's not interested in the guy.
I don't think
so. He wants to date her.
He wanted to
date her. She's not interested in him. Mm-mm. But now she met the nephew.
And is interested because they keep hooking up every time she goes over there.
And then just, okay.
But then the nephew has another girlfriend, apparently.
Yeah. She probably lives in Hawaii. Okay, guys, come on.
Only people in Hawaii are in relationships is what I'm getting from this.
All right, so she is with the nephew, but the nephew has a girlfriend.
Yeah. Would you ever, or have you ever dated a friend's relative, like a sister or a brother to a friend of yours?
Me and my brother dated the same girl. What?
Talk to us about it!
We didn't feel like it was that weird.
Who dated who first?
What's the thing I thought was real weird and you guys didn't think it was weird?
Your mom and you sharing a hotel room.
But
shared her womb!
And that's fine, but now this is a scandal. I don't understand you guys.
Wait, who dated this girl first?
My brother.
Your brother dated. How old is your brother?
He's 2 years older than me.
Okay, and she was how old?
I don't know. She's younger than me.
Okay.
Yeah.
So they dated, and then how long after did you... Why are you smiling so slyly? He did a side eye and a very...
No, I've been...
You smiled like the Grinch.
That's not accurate. No.
You want me to narrate your actions, and then when I'm honest, you hate it.
Paint me in a better light. No, it was a couple months.
Okay, so a couple months
ago. And my brother had a new girlfriend.
Oh, see, that changes things.
Yeah, but it was unintentional.
What was unintentional?
I understand unintentional.
Because before you were scoffing at it. Yeah,
the only thing I was like, oh, man, I hope. I didn't say I hope I don't marry her, but I was like, I wonder if I.
Right.
Then every time I come home for Christmas, my brother's like, what's up?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
That is weird.
But I didn't want to ask. Then I was going to ask him if, like, what they had, like, done.
Sure.
But then I never asked him.
And then how long did your relationship last with her?
A couple months.
What about his?
I think she ended up moving.
Away from you?
Yeah, not from me. I mean, okay. She's like, no, I get it. I for sure get it. It's been traumatic.
She's like, this Thanksgiving was really hard on me. I have to go.
Okay. No, but you don't live here. No, but I'm moving from the place that I live. That does not, yeah, I can't. I can't anymore.
How long was your brother and her going out for?
I don't know, a couple months, 5-6 months maybe.
Okay, so like kind of the same timeline
as
you?
Yeah.
Are you cool with her
Let's
now?
Let's not talk about this anymore.
Fine.
No.
One last question.
Yeah, she's, I think she's married. And my brother's married. Everyone ends
to
up
each
happy,
other.
Except me. Yeah, great. Yeah. Thanks, guys. How are you doing? John's crying now. Okay, you don't have to say that.
Okay,
everyone's happy.
The cool thing about my...
How many Instagram likes have you got? Just good. All right, go.
Just go to a Chick-fil-A. You'll be fine.
That was off air.
It still makes sense.
Yeah, okay.
You could just enjoy the chick sandwiches. It's not a mix sandwich. It's a chick sandwich.
Oh, yeah.
What if they changed their entire menu to be like McDonald's, but instead of they said Mick, they said chick?
Oh, yeah, yeah. That would be faster.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like, hey, chick nuggets?
That's like if somebody
a chick
says,
Mac.
Yeah. Ooh. A chicken Big Mac.
Whoa.
That's like someone who said, I was made an Instagram yesterday. Somebody said, what's your Chipotle order? And I just like...
Mm-hmm.
Who is like, let me check the menu. What? Are you a psychopath?
You know your Chipotle order.
Like if you're saying, I'm doing a Chick-fil-A run, what do you want? You're like, let me look. No.
Yeah.
No, you don't deserve Chick-fil-A if you have to look. You know what your menu, I live on the road. I know what my order is in everywhere.
What's your McDonald's order?
I will go to number one with an apple pie. And if it's early, if it's after a show, I'll do a Coke. If it's early in the day, I'll do a sweet tea.
What's your Burger King order?
Ugh. Gross.
Same.
No, no one goes over Burger King. I only eat a Chick-fil-A at McDonald's.
So you don't have an order everywhere.
I'll tell you one story, then we'll get back to the advice.
Okay.
I'm like, I have emotional connection to McDonald's.
Same.
Okay, right?
Yes.
Let me tell you mine. I was in... Let me go first. Go ahead. Go tell yours. You said same, like, very excitedly.
When John's a dad, talking about how to be a gentleman. Ladies first, except for me.
Me first.
I have a story.
Yeah. Well, okay. Go ahead.
I was just agreeing with
you.
Oh,
you're just saying. Okay. All right. So take
What's
that back
story?
What you said there.
I take it back. I rolled my eyes when I said that.
You did roll your eyes. So I went to, when I was doing this in Egypt, doing the documentary,
mm-hmm.
I was there by myself and it was so hot. No one spoke English. We had to wear like long pants because it was like, it wasn't, I don't know
Respect,
why.
For
it. Yeah. And it was hard work, and I was alone. And
wearing the pants was hard work?
Yeah, well, that was, you get it. And I was making the, I'm trying to tell a serious story. Megan likes to make jokes.
Okay.
This is the testimony time of the show. I'm just kidding. That's a Christian word. For me, that means when you get serious.
I get it.
No. But so,
it's the homily.
But there was a McDonald's there in where near where I lived, and it was air conditioning, and it was the same menu.
Oh.
And they had a TV that was like MTV, like music videos, and they were playing like, all the stuff that I
am used to,
and the McDonald's are the rich, wealthy, middle-aged men work there. It's a guaranteed income,
right?
That's a great job to have.
Mm-hmm.
And so whenever I was very like uncomfortable or nervous or sad, or I would go to this McDonald's, and so that still is with me now.
That makes sense.
So you go like, what about like Carl's Jr. or like Del Taco or like Burger King? I was like, ugh.
Yeah.
But for whatever reason, the McDonald's I have like some kind of thing with.
Yeah, that's like your safe haven.
Yeah, yeah. But you were like, let's go, just any fast food. No. I don't. You're the same, right?
Yeah, I mean, for just reasons because I like McDonald's a lot.
Yeah. Or it's just really good.
Yeah, I don't have a same story. So.
Yeah, we used to get headaches when we didn't have it. And then we started out to go all the time.
That sounds like you were addicted.
Yeah, okay. Well, we're not talking about this. Back to the guy. Yeah. Can we talk?
So he has another girlfriend. And so she goes home and hooks up with this guy, this nephew, and she doesn't really know what to do. Yeah. She's wondering if it's wrong just to have feelings for her best friend's nephew.
Yeah. I feel like these days there's so many like, thing. You have like a, right? Because you could be like DMing or like this guy had a 3-year, I got a hard time putting my emotional investment into anything that's not like, hey, mom and dad, this is my girlfriend.
Yeah.
If we're not to, hey, mom and dad, this is my girlfriend, I don't know what we're doing.
Well, right? that's where I'm at right now, because I feel like when I was growing up, it was kind of like, oh, I like this guy, let's explore this, or just kind of getting caught up in emotions. Yeah. But now, I mean, I think like when I turned 25, it was like a shift in everything.
Like, I was like,
I'm halfway to 30. What is my life? I had like a very big moment that just changed everything. And now I'm like, I don't want to date unless it is going to be for marriage.
I have
been around divorce a lot in my life. And I don't want to go down that road. I've grown up with it. I've seen it in my peers and my other family members and like ex-boyfriends and stuff.
It's brutal.
And I just like, I don't want that.
Yeah. And if we're doing it, let's do it.
We're doing it.
But then like, if you were like somebody said, if I don't think I'm with you where I won't date unless it's for marriage. Like if somebody was like, hey, do you want to like go grab dinner? Well, I would do that.
Well, that's the same. I'm saying I wouldn't date exclusively and seriously.
Yeah, I'll
go on a date. I'll have a drink. I'll do whatever.
But if you're starting to get your feelings mixed up, you're going to need to be like, what are we doing?
Right. I'll never get into a relationship.
Yeah, you wouldn't let yourself go there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll go out on dates, but I won't be like, hey, you need to meet my parents unless it's like you're going to be the one that's going to stick around.
Right.
Because meeting my parents is a huge thing.
For mine too.
Yeah.
So it's like once someone else, they have the ability to hurt you.
Everyone has the ability to hurt
you. No, like personally hurt you.
Sure.
Like if I don't think we have the relationship where you have the ability to like.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like personally, professionally, if you're like, I'm unfollowing you, I'll survive. I think I'll be fine.
That's one less life.
But let's say, But let's say you're with someone that you're starting to go there. Like what's happened is she was starting to go there in her head.
Right.
Without ever having a conversation.
Mm-hmm.
And now she's all of a sudden, I assume he's not talking to other girls. I assume I'm his girlfriend. I assume, but that sounds like was not.
Talked about.
Set.
Yeah.
So then you have all these expectations in your head and then. Somebody doesn't live up to them and then you're destroyed.
I know. Well, that's the thing.
Right.
Like across the board, having expectations is the worst thing that you can do for anything.
Yep.
Like even if you go to an audition, if you expect to get it or that you need it, tell when you need it.
Very thirsty.
Yeah. So it's like don't have expectations for jobs, for friendships, for relationships, especially in the beginning. And then you'll never get hurt. This girl, I think, has assumed a little bit and...
Hotel room and the TV channel, all the other channels work with it. Mine, the one I wanted to watch, ESPN, didn't work. And you start getting like this hotel, I got my call there. You're like, dude, you set the expectation that you deserved ESPN. Because normally it's in there.
Well,
but you're mad because of your expectation, right? So
true,
like you went in there,
you
and there
are
was
paying for it.
Yeah. But you're like, if you went in there and there was no like mattress, you're like, okay, that's it.
Yeah.
And that's
that
the
is expectations. Yeah, I mean that does suck, but it's hard not to have them.
Yeah.
Even though I'm saying like, don't have them.
Yeah.
I have them all the time.
Yeah. Well, I think in all these situations that we're talking about, it's like all these people have been like casually, like physically involved.
Right. Which is a tough situation.
Yeah, it's all leads to the missed expectations.
Right. I think
because one person it means something different than the other person. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
And just talking it out is
not one person is, I don't think, right or wrong in this situation. Like this guy's like, I'm gonna cheat. He probably didn't think
he probably is just living his own life.
Yeah, and she was like, Yeah.
I think having a conversation is the number one thing that they should do.
I think we could have ended this podcast in like 4 minutes. They'd be like, just have a conversation. That's our same advice at all of them. You're like, you should just talk to him, except the Hawaii.
Don't talk to her.
Yeah.
Go somewhere else.
Yeah.
If he didn't go to Hawaii, going back to this other question, where should he go? If he got a voucher for the flight, where would you say to go?
There's always that. There's always like, I'm going to go like stick it to him. I'm going to go have fun. That's not it. Don't do that. No. Just stay at work.
No, but no, they, you know what I'm saying? Like, for themselves, though.
Girl,
if they
like
did.
When a girl like gets dumped, she's like gets a haircut and like, you don't have to.
Here's the
like,
thing.
Like trying to prove to him.
No.
It's okay.
John.
Okay.
Getting a haircut after breaking up with someone is not proving anything to anyone. It's cutting out the dead in their life to go along with a dead relationship.
I love that. I like how this is the most confident you've been on any premise since we've started.
I've cut my hair so many times after a breakup.
You have?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Because
yeah,
you need
yeah,
to feel yeah. like all the dead weight is gone.
Yeah, and yeah.
Literally
new,
and figuratively.
I'm a new Megan. I don't even
new
talk
hair.
About that. Don't care, but still do. What's his... Why did he block me? Have you ever been to somebody's account and they blocked you?
Yes.
Yeah, I have too.
What was that
It's just
like?
Very shocking. Because you're like, oh, they hate me.
Yeah. I don't understand. I mean, like, if someone blocks someone, it's definitely on them.
Yeah.
Is that a bad
thing?
Yeah,
no, I say, well, okay, I've told my buddy unfollowed his wife.
What?
Because he was like, she was all like on like Pinterest and like in like recipes and stuff like that. He's like, babe, I love you, but like, I just don't. And
on Instagram?
Yeah.
Was she posting all this stuff?
Yeah, and he was like, I can't do it. And that seems like a little extreme, but I've said, I don't care who it is, you should be selfish with two decisions, who you marry and who you follow on the internet. If that's going to bring negativity
that's true.
Or anger, you're in traffic. You don't need that in.
That's why are you on the internet on traffic?
Well, whatever you are. I was going to say stay in a line at McDonald's, but we talked about McDonald's for like 20 minutes. So I was like, I can't keep coming back to that.
John only goes in traffic to
if you're
McDonald's.
Like at like Venice Beach and you see, you don't need that, right? Yeah. If it's going to create the, but some people say they like to hate follow people.
Oh, I think that some people definitely do.
Yeah.
But I've found if I don't like something that someone posts, it elicits a weird feeling. Yeah. I unfollow them and
yeah,
I,
as you should.
It's much better.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which
somebody
does
was like,
say it is sad sometimes.
I got heavily criticized. This will give you insight into my world. We made a video about white people ordering at a Mexican restaurant.
Yeah.
So they're like, pregunta.
Oh, I saw this.
Me llamo. And I was like, don't do this. They're like, well, we speak English. You can just order. And the ending is my buddy goes, I need a margarita. And I go, dos. And then that's the end of it.
Yeah.
And I got excoriated for ordering a margarita for my fan base. It's like, oh, I thought John was Christian.
Oh, my
crushed.
Gosh.
Yeah. Anyway, so they were like, you need to go see. And I was like, what if I just never read it? Like, what if you did all this, Megan is, if it never comes into your head, it doesn't exist.
True.
Right?
Ignorance is bliss for sure.
It is. But
I block people a lot on the internet.
I do too. Yeah. And it's not like, and somebody described to me as a creative person that when the next time you go to create, those voices are in your head.
100%.
If you continually engage them and be like, no, what it meant was it was a joke. And like, I was just trying to do, like, don't ever. Right, because they can't be reasoned with anyway.
Yeah, and that's suffering what you can create to your max ability if you have all of the negativity and trolls in there. I've done that before.
You're
too.
Like, I want to make something that's stupid or like not or the kind of like hokey or like you're like no, but I'm gonna get crushed on the internet. That's so sad.
That happens a lot.
Creatively, you want to make something and show people, and they're like, I'm gonna get crushed for this.
Isn't that's so? Ugh, I hate that a lot. And there's a difference between like constructive criticism and just trolls.
Yeah.
And I get a lot. I mean, I've had some constructive criticism too, and I've taken it. But the people that are just mean, it does. Like I've written things, and I'm like, oh, I shouldn't say this.
Yeah,
but it's like that's the joke.
Yeah, that you know how humor works.
Yeah.
They don't want you to be changed. They want you to just go away. That's what they want.
Yeah. And you don't have to watch your videos if you want me to go away.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah. I guess a tip for internet trolls.
Yeah.
If you don't like something, tell us why in a very reasonable, pragmatic manner, and we'll be fine.
And privately.
Yeah.
And because somebody's like, I post all this stuff on Instagram all the time on the stories. Mm. And they're like, dude, how do you not get any like criticism for that? But you do on Facebook because Facebook is public.
You can see it, yeah.
And so when you're angry, I was like something about Chick-fil-A and somebody's like, I don't support Chick-fil-A because they hate gay people. And that's a whole like, like comment, like that's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
But on if you said that to me on Instagram, it goes to me. I probably don't see it, and then it's done. Right?
No one sees it, not even me.
So then it's like it doesn't – they're like, what's the point of – I don't care about this that much.
Right.
What's the point of if no one is going to
Yeah, I think people like to stir up trouble too.
But we wouldn't have jobs if it wasn't for the internet. So,
so we love the internet.
Yeah,
we love it.
Like, the internet is going to fire us. Hey, we heard you're talking bad about us on this podcast.
Everyone would be fired.
The whole internet? Oh, yeah, we'd all be fired. Yeah.
No one would be on the internet.
Which I said, I know we got to wrap this up, but everybody's username should just be their home address. That would solve everything.
Oh, my gosh.
It might create a lot of problems. But no one would be like,
yeah,
everyone would need to get along more because, like, you know,
true.
Like, I'm not saying this. I'll be like, hey, bud. That was me knocking on the mic. It was soft mic, so it didn't really work out. Hey, bud. Can you hear that?
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe.
They're like, yeah, we got the bit. We understood. It's a house. You're not. Let me try this. Hold on.
I got that. Can you hear that?
That's better. Stupid.
This is John knocking on every hard surface there is.
Excuse me. That's the wall. Did you say something bad about me on the internet? Let's talk. Yeah.
One wrap-up tip for this friend who likes the nephew. What would you say?
I always tell, like, my, like...
It's another story. You go to everyone's houses to tell them something.
I have a new podcast. It's John knocking on things. It's hilarious. I always say whenever, like, my sister is, like, asking me for advice or what's this guy mean when he texts this, I was like, you control you, right?
Ooh.
Like, these people, like, what is this guy saying to this guy? Like, I can't control all that. Like, a lot of times people want to go manage. All right, make sure this guy doesn't know this. Make sure this guy is separated from this. You need to talk with her. He's not following her anymore. She's blocked. I'm like, shut all that down.
Shut it down. Manage you.
Shut it down. Manage you.
I like that. Put that on a shirt. I'll wear it.
Come on.
Come on. John, where can we find you?
You can find me on the internet. John B. Christ.
At John B. Christ.
Is my name everywhere.
Very good. If you have a sticky situation or burning concern, email us at justatipshow@gmail.com. And be sure to sign off Sleepless in Seattle style so we don't out your true persona. Thank gosh we know what Sleepless in Seattle is. If anything, we let one more person know what Sleepless in Seattle is.
Boom.
How do you feel that you actually know that it's not about a coma?
Our work here is complete. I'm going to find it, and I'm gonna tag you when I find the movie I'm talking about.
Please do.
The coma movie.
Also, rate us 5 stars because I tried a pair of pants on today that were too tight, and that'll help me not be traumatized of another pair of jeans. Bye!
That was amazing. I wish I had this chemistry with people in real life.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.